Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and tuning up. This is Scott Jensen with my Ancient Wisdom Modern Health Podcast. Here, I share and explain how to get and stay healthy with Tai Chi, Qigong, and Kung Fu, mixing interviews with incredible people and my own insights and experiences. We look for timeless wisdom and proven practices to be healthy and happy today. These two fluids, almost invisible, perhaps unknown, usually completely forgotten, are vital to keep your brain thinking and your joints moving. We have promised a live webinar about strengthening your immune system. We're still working on it. There's been a couple of technical challenges and things that we are working our way through in terms of how to deliver a webinar because, well, we've never actually done one before. We've pre-recorded some pieces of really wonderful stuff that will go in and around it for you, and we expect to have it soon. So just keep tuning in. You can find more information on the blog. If you're one of our students, you can find more information on the forum. And if you're a member of the public, just subscribe to our newsletter, where you'll get a bunch of cool, interesting, and hopefully helpful content delivered to you each week on Wednesday. Today, I would like to continue talking about how movement is vital to our health. And this includes all types of movement, but most particularly the systematic types of exercise found in Qigong, Tai Chi, and classical combat Kung Fu. In a previous episode, I discussed some of the fluids that are directly related to our immune system, and today I would like to continue talking about two other fluids that for most people are either unknown or invisible, and yet are incredibly important to our overall health and the function of our body in a broad general sense. So these fluids that we're going to be discussing today are the cerebral spinal fluid that's found in your nerves, your spine, and your brain, and the synovial fluid found in your joints. And movement can help both of these fluids function and to be generated by the body. Although these two next fluids aren't specifically related to your immune system, I do want to mention them in the context of why movement is incredibly important and why systematic movement, such as is found in a good complete system of Qigong, is really fantastic for you. The first of these is the synovial fluid, and the synovial fluid is found in your joints. It functions as a grease or a lubricant, which is between the bones of your joints. This clear synovial fluid is manufactured on the basis of need, on demand. So if you're not moving, if you're not using your joints, your body is not receiving the signal to produce more synovial fluid. And when you move a lot, then your body gets the signal, oh yeah, let's make sure that we have enough synovial fluid. It appears that all of our joints are being moved and we need the synovial fluid. So we don't want our joints to run out of synovial fluid. We don't want our joints to be lacking this important cushioning and lubricating function. So it's really important that we systematically use all of our joints. We want to make sure that all of our joints continue to work. We don't want to lose the function of any of our joints anywhere in our body. When you're just working normally or doing normal household activities, you're not necessarily guaranteed that you're actually systematically taking all of your joints through complete and useful ranges of motion. But when you are doing a very complete system of Qigong or classical martial arts, those systems are designed to be quite thorough in their exercise of the body and make sure that all of the joints are being rotated and moved and stimulated in such a way that the synovial fluid is produced in the body and the joints stay healthy. This is an incredibly wonderful thing. It's not by accident that this is done. It's by design. And this is a great advantage that we have in maintaining the health of our body. When your joints are painful, nobody wants to move. Nobody wants to exercise. So if we can keep our joints healthy and keep our range of motion, then we'll be able to be strong, to exercise, and to keep our body moving for many, many, many years. Continuing to think about why movement is incredibly essential, I want to talk for just a moment here about the cerebral spinal fluid. This is a fluid that's in your brain and it's in your spine. There's a little bit of mysteriousness about this fluid. We don't really know how it's manufactured or how it's pumped. So the cerebral spinal fluid is made in your brain, and there's a pumping action that occurs with the plates of your skull. The plates of your skull are called cranial plates, and there's a small pulse in them where your skull is actually becoming slightly bigger and then shrinking just a little bit. This is going on continuously all day long. It's a natural function. It can be impeded somewhat by having too much tension or perhaps injuries or other things. But for the most part, it's just a normal thing that no one is really aware of at all. You can detect it if you're very sensitive and you've been trained in the right types of massage therapy. And there's a whole system of Western-based medical massage or manual therapy that focuses in on working with the cranial plates, hopefully freeing up and balancing the action of the cranial plates to relieve conditions in the skull. The cranial plates are moving and they're creating this pulse and they're pumping the cerebral spinal fluid down your spinal cord, and then it flows out all of your nerves, hopefully to the very tips of ends of every single nerve in your body. And the cerebral spinal fluid is part of the communication, and it's also the nutrition and support for your nervous system. So your nerves receiving the cerebral spinal fluid is an important thing. If you're experiencing pinched nerve pain or a lot of tension in areas of the body where nerves have to flow through it, it's easy to imagine that this function of the cerebral spinal fluid being pumped through your nerves could be impeded. And in Qigong, one of the main things that we're learning how to do is to really work with our posture, to have great posture. We're learning how to open our entire skeletal system, to open it up, to stretch out all the muscles, and then be able to increase some of the space between our joints and to be able to rotate and move our joints properly. All of these actions where we're opening the body and we're making sure that joints are open and movement, this is how we prevent our nerves from being pinched by tension and constriction. One of the most important areas is the very top of the neck, just where the skull is bouncing on the top of the neck. This is where your spinal cord is leaving your skull and going down the spine. And this is an area where it's very easy for us to have lots of tension in our neck and our head, depending on what's happening in our lives from stress. And it could also be from poor posture, leaning forward with your neck in a funny position to look at computers or something that you're working on. So people tend to get this poor posture around the very top of the spine, pinching the nerves of the spine. There's just no way that can be healthy. And if we have a decrease in this circulation of this cerebral spinal fluid through our nervous system, that can't be healthy either. So learning how to have a great posture with the spine, with the neck, the positioning of the head, and the balancing of tension around the muscles of the head and the neck so that the head can actually be balanced on top of the neck and relax as many muscles as possible. These are things that Qigong is actually pretty good at. When we're discussing how vital movement is for our health and for the strength of our immune system, we also need to discuss the link between our mind and body and how our body affects our mind and our mind affects our body. Everyone knows at this point, I believe, that stress is bad for you. Stress is caused by difficult events in your life that are creating some emotional pressure of one type or another. There's some mental thinking, some mental consternation going on. We're stressed. It's very easy to be stressed in this modern world. Part of our stress could be our work. Part of it could be our family. Part of it could be other circumstances, including this social distancing, self-quarantining that we're going through at this particular moment. And one of the best ways that we can deal with stress is by moving. When we are stationary for a long time, it's very easy for us to become really stuck physically, energetically, stuck and not moving at all. But it's also easy for us to become stuck in patterns of thought or patterns of feeling. And we're there, we're looking at our computers, we're reading the news, we're dealing with whatever pressures we have in our lives, in our work. It's very difficult for us to maintain good posture while we're sitting at a computer, while we're dealing with all of these stresses. When people say things and do things and we react to them, we usually react partially with our body, often by tensing or contracting our body a little bit. And movement helps us to open our body back up and to get our muscles moving to release the patterns of tension that they may have developed as a response to the emotional and psychological events in our lives. When we armor up to protect ourselves against the stressful events around us, it's not healthy for us physically. It restricts us. And relaxing and releasing that physical tension helps us to release the mental and emotional tension as well. You really can't relax physically without relaxing mentally and emotionally as well. But sometimes it's really hard to start with the relaxing our mind part or the relaxing the emotions part. And sometimes that's where movement can come in. And almost any type of movement would be helpful compared to no movement at all. You may not have a lot of room right now because you might be stuck in your apartment somewhere, or you can't get out to the park or to the normal places that you exercise. But nonetheless, you need to figure out a way to do some movement. The movements in Tai Chi and Qigong are very good because they don't take that much space or make a lot of noise or disturb everyone around you. Kung Fu is great because it's very, very vigorous and expressive, and it really helps to get the stuck energy out. It's very good if you're feeling frustrated and you can get a big workout in and you sweat a whole bunch and you really push yourself physically. That feels like an accomplishment. Yeah, I did that workout. I felt really good about it. I really pushed myself. And that can be a success, and that can help you to release a lot of stress and a lot of tension and stay healthy. When I think about all the awesome, cool choreography that we have in our classical kung fu forms, there's movements there that part of their benefit is psychological. We're striking a heroic pose. We're maintaining a strong posture, an upright bearing, and a good position with our head. All of these good postural points help us to raise our spirits, to keep our courage up, and to keep our mind strong so that we can deal with whatever we need to and be able to do so from a place of emotional calm and make really good decisions. So it's really good to do some of those poses that make you feel good, and it's fine that you're doing them to feel good in them. When you get out in your kung fu and you give your mind a little bit of a break and you're out there working out and you forget about everything else in the world and you're just focusing in on moving and feeling and being and doing your kung fu, that is a fantastic break. That's a fantastic vacation that you can give yourself and refresh your body, as well as do everything physiologically you need to circulate the fluids and maintain the health of your bones, your tendons, your joints, and all of the organs and systems within yourself. We plan to do a much more in-depth, free, live webinar where I will go over a variety of Qigong exercises useful for strengthening your general health and a couple that are specifically designed for your lungs. These are great exercises, and I have a variety of different ideas and concepts from traditional Chinese medicine that will help you to paint a complete picture of how to stay healthy using these ancient methods. You want to go to our website, 10,000victories.com/newsletter, sign up for our newsletter, and then you'll be sure to get all of the information that you need. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Please be careful and take appropriate actions and plan what you need to do. And until our next podcast, keep moving, stay well, and be happy. Thank you for joining me and listening in. Please remember to subscribe and share. If you have questions, please send them to ask@ancientwisdommodernhealth.com.